Alright, we'll do attendance. Dave Donaldson. Here.
Yep.
Mary Wara.
Here.
And Heidi Haynes.
No, present.
Okay. So we have a quorum. So a motion to approve the minutes of May 13th.
So move.
I just did have one little housekeeping amendment. In the attendance portion where it took the attendance, it said none absent, but yet Reverend Collins was not present.
That's correct.
I do my new one.
I'm
old one.
Keep it as that.
Okay. And then I can make the motion.
For you.
Oh, you should. To approve it as amended.
Right. So, motion to approve the minutes?
I'll move it.
Yep.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
No, I wanted to discuss it.
Yes.
Really quick.
Please do.
I just wanted to clarify in the first line, I want to acknowledge that the funding not being right was previous administration, not current.
Okay, we'll take a look at that. Okay. Right, well, with that said, I'll make that adjustment. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Very good. We'll go right to the resolutions. Resolution number 249, approving the execution of a contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the county and Parrot Enterprises, Inc., Ulster County Community College. Have a motion?
I'll move it.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any discussion? None? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution number 250, approving the work order of the Dormitory Authority of the State of New York, DASNY, to provide design and construction management services for the installation of an accessible ramp at the Borough's Lecture Hall related to capital project number 524 SUNY Ulster, Borough's Renovations, SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second it.
All right. Any discussion? None? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Resolution number 251, establishing capital project number 546, SUNY Ulster, technology upgrade and amending the 2019-2024 capital project fund, SUNY Ulster.
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Discussion?
Can we
yes.
have a little discussion
sure.
on that? So we currently had a capital plan. And this is in addition. Do we have to? I don't really understand what's going on with this, to be honest.
This is
not.
So this is the SUNY Ulster. I'll let
yep.
you.
Right.
Kind
oh,
of
yeah.
Get into it.
So this is the technology upgrade. So it's included within the capital improvement program. This is the 5-year replacement for computers. It's mostly computers and student workstations. Mm-hmm. So this is conjunction with the classroom renovation project. So these will
right.
be happening in Hardenburg. So this would be the replacement of the technology that we're trying to get onto a 5-year cycle. We're getting there pretty quickly through these. This is now the third year that we've advanced this one.
These were desks too, weren't they?
That was the furniture component. So there were two separate components. We break out furniture and technology separate. So these are the same work areas
right.
that are now getting addressed for technology purposes. We're seeing a lot more needs for more ADA accessible type computers, so the larger keyboards. We have a lot more adaptive equipment that we're starting to need and starting to see. We have a student who's now blind. That is a little bit different approach for some of the technology needs. But this is to get onto a 5-year replacement.
So you will be updating workstations at all of these buildings that are included, the Algonquin,
Burroughs, yep.
Clinton. Okay, and this plan is moving forward. It's going to take about how long?
We anticipate to get onto a full 5-year plan within the next 2 to 3 years, and that at that point, then you're just maintaining. These are getting rid of some really old PCs, the antiquated software and antiquated computer programs. We actually can't fund capital funds for software. Let me correct there. It's just for hardware purposes. The state puts a distinction between hardware and software for depreciation purposes.
Okay. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Right. So, shall we vote on this? All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Resolution number 254, increasing the maximum amount of payment for burial and purchasing of markers for indigent veterans and their families. Veterans Services Agency, would you like to speak?
Sure.
Thank you.
Good evening. Your state requires every county to honorably bury any veteran who dies without the means to pay for his own honorable burial. My office oversees that program. Presently, that amount is $3,100 per burial, which is about half of the going rate that a funeral home would normally charge any member of the public for similar services. That's been in place. It's been in place for a very long time. It's been 9 years since the funeral homes have seen an adjustment, and we're recommending a modest adjustment that I think works out to be less than 2% a year over the 9 years. Increase from $3,100 to $3,600 per burial. It's about 30 burials a year, so you can see what the impact is. It can be handled within the confines of the current budget.
So it has been 9 years.
Pardon me?
It's been 9 years.
It's been 9 years since they've seen it.
I thought it was a pretty long time. I was wondering when you were coming back with that.
Yeah. You know, the important point is here, the funeral homes are actually are an important partner in all this. They don't have to do this. They do it as a community service and in recognition of what veterans have done, so we need to keep them.
And they basically break even or lose on it.
Yep. All right, great. So
I'll move it.
Okay, second?
Second.
All right.
I'm going to actually abstain from this due to my family involvement with the funeral business.
Okay, very good. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Any new business? No? No old business? Motion to adjourn? Please don't leave before you sign these.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you all for making the trip. Here we go.
I didn't have any fun. I'm failing.